Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, you guys? Oh, hello. It has been way too long. Today, actually, it is currently January 10th of 2023. First of all, Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I hope everyone had a fantastic start of 2023. I looked as to when my last episode was, and I want to say it has been quite some time. Oh, yeah. My last episode was May 29th of 2022. It hasn't been exactly a year since the last time that I posted anything, but it has been some time. And I really do apologize for that. I was not planning on stopping this show. I absolutely love creating content for the Plant Nook podcast, and it was one of my favorite things, and it still is one of my favorite things. I think about it all the time. But with, one, the move to Colorado from New York, and then working full-time, as well as going to grad school full-time, my time has been pretty limited, to say the least. So I kind of wanted to do sort of a reintroduction, if you will, a little bit of a life update, and kind of talk about where I think this particular show is going. So since we talked last in May 29th, I think it was 2022, I became the greenhouse supervisor of my job. So I work at a local florist here in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I figured, you know what? Full-time grad school is not enough. I guess let me work full-time. So I am the greenhouse supervisor, so I oversee the entire greenhouse section of a florist, and that includes everything from maintenance of the plants, taking care of them, as well as ordering plants, which has been fun, and, you know, overseeing staff and all that fun stuff. So this show will probably sort of encompass a little bit about, you know, my time at the flower shop, and talk about sort of what it's like running a greenhouse. This is a very minuscule representation of running a greenhouse comparative to somebody that like runs a full scale greenhouse. Like, I don't grow anything on my own. Basically, I have wholesalers that I purchase plants from. So it's a plant shop. It's basically a plant shop. So I get to sort of run a plant shop without major drawbacks, if you will. I don't handle any of the big things. I just make sure everything is maintained well. I make sure that the plants are ordered. I deal with clients, all that fun stuff. So I will definitely talk a little bit about my experiences running the greenhouse section of the flower shop. If any of you happen to be listening from Fort Collins, Colorado, it is Palmer Flowers. And if you didn't know that Palmer Flowers has a greenhouse section, it does. It's very well, not very well, actually. It's pretty minimal in terms of the advertising that we have that greenhouse section. So I'm working on trying to change that. There's a whole bunch of things I'm trying to revamp with the greenhouse section of Palmer Flowers. Hopefully to, you know, draw more people in, come see the shop, come buy some plants, all that fun stuff. So, you know, I'll probably start divulging, if you will, into that part of my life. But the biggest part of my life currently is grad school. So if you didn't know, which I hope you did by now if you've listened to some of my show, I am a graduate student in the Horticulture and Landscape Architecture Department of Colorado State University. I am currently a master's student, and I will be continuing on with my PhD. That is my plan. And I am studying horticulture, but sort of in the opposite side of what this particular show tends to talk about. So this show for the longest time, I was talking about houseplants and floriculture, and I did dive a little bit into the sections of horticulture as a whole. And so floriculture was sort of the main thing that I was talking about for a while with this show. My research particularly is all on rooftop agrivoltaics. So basically green roofs growing food under solar panels. But the interesting bit is that going into horticulture, I decided to go more on the agriculture side of horticulture, which to me, I wasn't really expecting, but I absolutely love my research. It has been so much fun collecting data, growing these plants, being on top of buildings, you know, growing stuff on green roofs. It's been pretty awesome, to say the least, and I am learning a ton. Just particularly like kind of observing how plants are acting, how to grow them best on a green roof scenario, the different kinds of green roofs, even the different types of solar panels that we grow them under. So it's been a really like eye-opening experience to see this side of horticulture, the topic that I'm interested in. I actually never truly thought that I would be on this side of horticulture, because I did think, looking at grad school, that I would be on the floriculture side. And when I first emailed my professor about horticulture and sort of green roofs in general, I did ask, oh, does CSU have a floriculture department? But it just turned out that this research that my advisor is doing is just so interesting, and just the aspects and the possibilities, if you will, of this research to me far exceeds anything that I could have done with floriculture. I told her initially when I first was interested in studying and going back to grad school was that I want to study three things, and that's plants, people, and sustainability. And the research that I'm doing, honestly, is just the intersection of all three. So, as much as I love houseplants, and I will still talk about houseplants, there is nothing about houseplants that, like, I don't love. And the fact that, technically, I am in the floriculture industry as well as the science research and ag side of horticulture, you know, I am going to probably start extending a little bit more towards what I'm doing, my research, the things that I'm learning, the different places that I'm getting to travel to talk about this research and the things that I'm learning in those places. I don't want to talk about my big travels just yet, only because they're not super set in stone. But I will get a chance to go to quite a varying degree of places this year alone, so I'm really, really excited about that. So, you know, once those are set in stone, I will chat about it. If anything, a couple of them might be virtual, but we'll see. But this is just to talk about plants, talk about my research, and just kind of get a chance to talk about all of this stuff to different professionals in the field. So I'm really excited to sort of bring that forward to all of you and talk a little bit more about the other aspects of horticulture and not just the houseplant industry that we all know and absolutely, absolutely adore. I kind of want to intersect all of my desires and I guess all of my loves of the horticulture as a whole into this show now. It's been a really exciting and wild ride. You know, lots of things happening. I absolutely love what I'm doing here, getting to do both ends of horticulture and meeting so many different people. I've met some great friends here, and my lab that I work with, I absolutely love them to death. We went to Philly for a conference called Cities Alive. It is a green roof specific conference. So it was really cool getting to see their research and like really listen to them talk about it on a professional level rather than sort of a slightly more informal level between the lab, and get to see all of these different people in the industry, meet so many amazing people. Honestly, it's been a wild ride. I know some people have talked to me about grad school and what it's been like, so it'll be fun to be able to talk with the rest of you lot about grad school and sort of how things are going. So that's sort of it for this. I don't want to say this week, because I've been really bad about the weekly or even the bi-weekly. I'm going to try and be on a regular schedule. That's sort of one of my goals for this year, as, you know, resolutions go, I guess. I guess we can call it a resolution. I don't like calling them resolutions, because I feel like resolutions just has a bad connotation to it. But, you know, it's one of my goals for this year is to rebuild, I guess. I guess we could use that term. Rebuild the Plant Nook podcast. You know, it's been one of my favorite things. Like, doing this show, especially through COVID, was one of the things that really got me through it, and things that I've done afterwards. And I absolutely love the show, and I never want it to die. You know, I never wanted to make money off of it or make it bigger than what I think it quote unquote deserves to be. But I really like talking about plants. And a lot of you have reached out to me just talking about plants and talking about the show. And I've made such good friends with this show. So I really want to continue it just because of my love for the Plant Nook podcast. Obviously, you know, with my normal sign off, you know, that's it for this week. If you want to support the show, follow me on Instagram, the Plant Nook Podcast, where we can talk more about houseplants. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, tell everybody about the show. If you're interested at all, obviously no pressure or anything like that, go to anchor.fm/theplantnook, where there's a variety of other ways to help support the show. Wow, I haven't said any of that in months, and boy does it feel good. So hopefully I'll be a little bit more regular with the show, but you know, we'll see how things go. I am going to have a relatively busy semester, mostly with the different places I'm going to present, but I will try and be a little bit more regular with the show. All right, that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.